Okay, 3, 2.
3, 2, hit it!
It's time to double down with Max and Stacy on Sputnik Radio. Coming up on the show, we talk to Mitch Feierstein of PlanetPonzi.com. But first, as always, it's time to hear from Stacy the hottest headlines of the day. Stacy.
Yes, Max, the theme of the show is beyond crazy. And it's very important that we're speaking to Mitch Feierstein of Planet Ponzi because we have some Ponzi-like headlines today. In 2018, Beyond Meat lost $29.9 million on revenue of $87.9 million. And it's now trading at $69 a share or $4 billion market cap. I think on the first day, it was up 127% on its IPO. And Beyond Meat is, well, it's some sort of vegan product made up of hundreds of ingredients.
Well, yeah, you know, the IPO market occasionally gets crazy. Remember the dot-com era? You had all those IPOs come public. They had the huge, quote, pop. Then they all hit a brick wall in 2001, I believe. And you had a $5 trillion drawdown on the NASDAQ. We could be heading into a frothy times. But this Beyond Meat IPO is interesting because it's such a great story stock. You know, I worked on Wall Street for many years, and to be able to, you know, talk to customers and saying that, you know, we're moving into a post-meat world, and this is the play on no more meat. You know, it's just a great story. It's easy to understand. People are easily, they buy into it quite easily. It doesn't mean that it's any good as a company. Certainly, they're losing a lot of money. And, you know, there's a lot of these companies out there.
Yeah, of course, the millennial generation, those on WhatsApp, but those on Robinhood app and those online trading platforms, they're very active traders. And this is a sort of pitch to them because they could, you could pitch it. The story is that it helps with climate change because, you know, our agricultural sector, the livestock in particular, it contributes quite a lot to that. Anyway, despite, you know, the markets are up, they're at all-time highs. We also saw some unemployment numbers come in, and the unemployment rate at 3.6% is the lowest in 49 years. And yet, Donald Trump wants the Fed to cut interest rates by 100 basis points.
Right. It goes against everything we know about economics, you know. So the idea is that when you have an overheated market and you have valuations at crazy levels and you have all kinds of signals that you're heading into a bubble territory, it's time for the Fed to raise rates. And, you know, that's supposed to be what they do. But clearly, without a question of a doubt, we live on Planet Ponzi, you know, where nothing like this makes sense, where the only way to view this is you have to look at it purely as a Ponzi scheme. You know, imagine Bernie Madoff was ruler of the world and you would understand why these things are happening.
At that moment, we should turn to Planet Ponzi himself, Mitch Feierstein. Tell us, you know, the booming economy, GDP is up 3.2%, unemployment at 49-year low, but consumer spending and business investment is down. What's your take on this, Mitch Feierstein of PlanetPonzi.com?
You know, I think that there's a lot going on here to digest. I mean, if you look at the numbers that came out in terms of GDP, I mean, there were some one-offs, there were inventories that boosted that number higher. And I would argue, you spoke about the unemployment numbers, I would say that the unemployment numbers, we need to have a cautionary look at those because the participation rate has not been this bad since the 1970s. So what we are getting is a decrease in the headline numbers. So it appears that everything is fine, but the internals of those numbers are not as pretty as they look. So it's like putting lipstick on a pig in a lot of these cases. You know, you see that valuations have gone through the stratosphere, and you rightly pointed out Beyond Meat, where it traded close to 200 at the peak. It's around $72 today, the second day of trading, which is almost three times the price the IPO went off at $25 per share. And now, you know, for no apparent reason, because they're losing money, people are diving into the stock. I mean, we saw a similar thing happen with Shake Shack. If you remember Shake Shack that went public in 2016, what we saw with those shares is they popped and they went up to $100 a share, and then they dropped down to, you know, they lost quite a bit of their value because it basically the valuations in everything are really overvalued. We have the most grotesque asset bubbles that were fostered by reckless global central bank policy in the bond market, the stock market, the property market, and the credit markets. These are bubbles. Now, the property markets, as you know, are starting to become unglued in Australia and in the UK and in Canada. We've seen massive price declines already, and it's impossible to move property right now because it's a pretty illiquid asset, but it's poor man's leverage. So as these markets crack and they're the first to fold, you'll see a cascading domino effect to the other markets that are absolute bubbles right now. You know, a good indication of you can never taper a Ponzi scheme is the central bank, the Federal Reserve, reversing, doing a 180 when stocks went down a little bit in December, which was a natural correction from the bubbly highs and the misvaluation that we've seen. They came in and said, okay, well, we're not going to raise rates anymore. And, you know, next year, 2020, the 2020 cycle is in a presidential election year, which never in the history of the Federal Reserve since 1913 has the Fed either raised or lowered interest rates because it would be seen as political during a presidential election year. So I guess what they're saying is everything's going to be on hold. Now, does that accomplish anything for anyone? No, it doesn't. Have we remedied the debt problem? You know, look, what caused the credit crisis in 2008? I would argue too much debt, too much credit, too much leverage. Now, we far surpassed those levels now. So how does this possibly end well? You know, I don't see any way, because it's not different this time. It's not different next time. It's not different anytime. It's all the same. And, you know, you've got people throwing wild amounts of cash at zombie companies and unicorns, billion-dollar unicorns. I mean, look at Tesla, for example. They've really never made money. They have around 11 billion dollars in debt. They keep going to the market, and they keep getting more debt sold to customers of Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. They just keep buying it. The stock price is down 30% in a year, but the stock price should be at zero. The company will never ever make money. And I think that it should be a cautionary tale for everybody to think about valuations realistically, because things haven't changed where valuations don't matter anymore.
Right. Mitch Feierstein, can't agree with you more there on the whole Ponzi-like behavior of these markets. And it's all fed by this incredibly expansive Fed policy that actually goes into negative territory, negative bonds around the world. I wanted to change gears, though, for a second, and get your thoughts on this whole modern monetary theory, or MMT, that is just getting more and more talked about with every week. Now we've got Ray Dalio, who heads up the biggest hedge fund in the world. I think he was the highest compensated American yet last year. He's a wealthy guy. He thinks that MMT-like policies are coming. Mitch, your thoughts?
Well, MMT, look, it's a theory that's never been tested in practice. And I think that when you print massive amounts of money, you're going to have unintended consequences. I don't know how the policy would fully work out. I think that it would end in disaster, because I don't see any way that you wouldn't be debasing the currency. I've heard a lot of people talking about MMT, but quite frankly, when something sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And I don't think it would work. And it's probably a discussion that we could have over a number of hours. I haven't seen anybody explain it. I've heard a lot about it and seen a lot of people trying to say that MMT is a new godsend, where governments just spend as much as they like without any consequence. If you didn't have a foreign exchange market, that would be okay. So I think that if you did that, I think it would destroy the value of the currency and destroy the ability to pay back the debt that you owe to the foreigners on an equal basis. So I think that it would cause more problems than it would do good. But do I think, look, in the 1930s, when Hitler promised prosperity with his National Socialist Party, and everybody was, you know, there was extreme tribalism like we have now, they went for that. And that was a bad choice in Germany. So, you know, people have made historic bad choices throughout the period of time. So I'm not so sure that it would be different this time, that people won't make a very bad choice that they'll be very sorry for. Like, we have the Democratic Socialists in Congress right now, but look at how socialism is working out in Venezuela, and, you know, hyperinflation and inflationary tendencies in Weimar Republic and Zimbabwe and most recently in Venezuela. I don't think that's the way forward. And I think MMT would be end with a similar outcome to that.
I don't think Ray Dalio was really supporting it. He just kind of indicated it's coming based on his observations, because using quantitative easing alone, he has noted, has benefited the likes of himself to the detriment of the majority of Americans. So there are a lot of young Americans who are the millennial generation, the Robin Hood app sort, buying their, you know, buying Beyond Meat. They're beyond angry. You know, the markets might be beyond crazy, but they're beyond angry. And he's forecasting, Ray Dalio is forecasting, that something called Monetary Policy 3, MP3. So he's thinking that basically we're going to see monetary policy. We already know this. Okay, that's when the Fed is printing money and cutting rates and, you know, opening up the Fed discount window and giving all sorts of money to bankers and stuff like that. But what has been missing, according to what Ray Dalio is saying, and this is why he sees that, you know, we're going to get something like MMT, is fiscal policy, that we need to get money into the hands of the ordinary American, Main Street, not just Wall Street. And so that's why he sees this coming, because the wealth and income gap can no longer be tolerated. In the meantime, despite these great GDP numbers and unemployment numbers, on the surface anyway, Trump has certainly been going around America and gloating about this. But he is demanding that the Fed cut interest rates by 100 basis points. That would take us back down below 2%. So what do you think of that? But also, what do you think about the fact that he can't seemingly get any candidate past the Senate for the Fed governor's board?
Yeah, I think getting another two people on the board is important, but I think that they need to be financially conservative, and cutting rates would be insanity right now. Rates should be normalized, or they should try to normalize rates. Now, I've discussed this before, that what we're doing is replicating the exact mistakes that Japan made 35 or 37 years ago. So this is it. We're going to have a lost three decades. We're repeating Japan's mistakes with no lessons learned. So, you know, you can increase the debt, you can manipulate markets, but you're not generating organic growth. All this money printing has done is you've seen $1 trillion in share buybacks, and we're going to exceed that this year. So what you have is you're bringing future growth forward now. You're cannibalizing these companies. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked in the past. It won't work in the future. You know, they're promising a bill of goods that just doesn't seem to work out. So I think it's going to be problematic. Do I think they'll do it? They probably will. But if you think about whether their policies have worked this far, they haven't. So, you know, why would you ever trust the policy of a central bank? You need to take a look at it and say, look, their policies haven't worked. You haven't seen organic growth, really. What you've seen are bits of growth, but on the basis of, and the stock market's gone up on the basis of share buybacks. If you took the buybacks out of the market, it would collapse. Like, you know, it would fall like a house of cards. And I think eventually it will fall like a house of cards anyway, because, you know, the earnings growth is going to be minuscule. But when you keep buying shares, obviously, you know, that increases your earnings, right?
Yeah, love. We got about a minute or so left. Let me get your thoughts on this. You know, it's some interesting news this week. Berkshire Hathaway and Warren Buffett, they hated Amazon at $20 a share, but they love it at $2,000 a share, valuation close to $1 trillion. Is that a value play, Mitch?
I think it's an insanity play. Anybody who buys Amazon at $1 trillion market cap or Apple at $1 trillion market cap deserves to lose what they lose. I mean, because I don't, you know, what do you think that company's worth? I mean, obviously, if they have MMT and the currency is debased to the extent that $1 trillion is meaningless, then you have $1 trillion market cap. But if the dollar goes down against every other global currency and people think that you're buying a hard asset and Amazon's the best bet in the room, you know, they would be against the positions we would look at. I mean, and I would never buy a stock like Amazon at that price or valuation. I think that's insanity.
Right. It's all beyond crazy, with Beyond Meat and beyond the reaches of any valuation model with Amazon.com. It sucked in the greatest value investor of all time. I guess they're going to start doing stock buybacks over there at Amazon to goose the earnings numbers. Wouldn't that be great? That's going to do it for this edition of Double Down with me, Max Keiser, and Stacey Herbert on Sputnik Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Mitch Feierstein of PlanetPonty.com. Until next week, bye, y'all.